Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Jesus, we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you, each and every one of you. Amen. For taking the time out on this 4th of July. Amen, Jesus. I was saying to someone the other day, I don't think I ever remember the 4th of July being on a Sunday. Amen. But I guess there's a first for everything, and here we are. Amen. So we thank God today. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. It's just been a little different. Amen. Having grill food, cooking out on the grill on a Sunday like that, when you're just so used to those Sunday dinners. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm sure some of you can probably attest to that. Amen. But we thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for your time. Thank you for coming in to be with us on tonight. Amen. Each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God for you, whether you are listening from afar or whether you're listening, amen, and near. We just thank God for you again for taking the time to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. We pray that you've had a blessed, amen, day in the Lord. Amen, Jesus, in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God, whether you're with family. Amen. We realize a lot of reunions are going on about this time. Amen. So we pray that you have been safe. Amen. During this time. Amen. So we, again, thank God for you. Thank you. Each and every one of you. Amen. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in. Amen. Jesus, once you're in and settled, go ahead and send out a couple of text messages to let someone know. Amen. Jesus, let someone know that the Prayer News Network Global is live. Amen. So if you would do that for us, amen, we really do appreciate it. Thank God for you. Thank you for your diligence in helping us to continue to get the word out. amen, to let people know that we are still broadcasting. We are still broadcasting live every night at 9 p.m. And we thank God for you people of God for coming out to be with us. We always want to give special recognition to those that are listening from afar. Amen, Jesus, we realize that it's a great sacrifice for you, especially with the time differences from country to country. But we thank God for you, for your sacrifice to come and sit and be with us in the presence of the Lord. We just thank God for you on tonight, amen. So whether you are, amen, listening in on tonight from the UK or from Nassau, Bahamas, or from the Bahamas Islands, or from Tortola, amen, from Jamaica, glory be to God. We thank God for you on tonight, those that are listening in from Canada and from parts of Africa. We thank God for you on tonight. Whether you're listening from Uganda, amen, we thank God for you from France and from Spain, amen. We thank the Lord for you from China. We thank God for you on tonight, amen, that you're, amen, tapping into the broadcast. And we just give God thanks for you, amen. We're thanking God as well, amen, for several of our international listeners. You are downloading the links. You're downloading the broadcast. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you so much on tonight. Glory to God for just being a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. The Lord is certainly, amen, expanding our borders. And we're thanking him for it. Amen. On tonight. Amen. And as you see, amen, we have radio listeners. We have listeners, glory to God, that are listening via Facebook, our Prayer News Network page. Amen. We thank you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Although on tonight, amen, Jesus, we are not broadcasting on our Facebook page as we've recently switched channels. Glory to God. And we're still having a little technical difficulties. Amen. Making that switch. Amen. With all of the avenues. Amen, getting everybody connected. So we just want to ask you to bear with us again on tonight. Thank God for you. Thank you for your patience. Glory to God. Those of you that are listening via Facebook, amen, we invite you to comment. Be sure to comment out on our Facebook page if you are blessed. Glory to God. Certainly make comments. And we want to ask you to share it. Share the link. Glory to God, we realize there's a large portion of our listeners, amen, that are listening via Facebook now. So we thank God for you, and thank you for being connected to let us know, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Certainly there are those that are still calling in, amen, on the broadcast live. We thank God for you as well, amen. So we're grateful to the Lord for the many avenues that he's given us to get the word out. Glory to God. Our mission is to win the lost at any cost. Amen. To get the good news. Amen. That Jesus loves his people. That he's yet saving. He's yet delivering. He's yet restoring. Glory be to God. He's doing all of that and more. Amen. Glory be to God. And to let people know, amen, Jesus, it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. That's the good news we carry. That's the good news, amen, that we are, amen. We're ambassadors for Christ. Glory to God. Getting this word out to the people. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That none would be lost. Amen. Because Jesus loves us with a great love, and it is for this cause he came and gave his life. He gave his life that we might be saved. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen. We glorify him. Amen. Glory to God, for truly he is the head of this line. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Glory be to God for him. He's taken us on a journey, but it has certainly been, or it is a journey, amen, worth traveling every step of the way. Amen. Jesus, I tell you, people of God, I can't say that I will change a thing. The Lord has made it very evident that he's in control of this line. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. We trust him. We trust him in the leading. Amen. Glory to God. And in that, people of God, he's doing a great work in the midst of his listeners, in the midst of those of you that are coming to the line. Glory to God. He's doing a great, great work. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Thank you again for always tuning in to be with us. Glory to God, to have that listening ear. Glory to God, not just to hear, glory to God, but to really understand. So we thank God, amen, for you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless him, amen, for, amen, my leaders on tonight, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, just thanking God for him. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Mother Carrie James, glory to God, the first family. Just giving God thanks and praise, amen, for each and every one of them. And also want to thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for Dr. Samuel Huggins James, our senior apostle. Thanking God for him. Glory to God, amen, the elect lady. Glory to God, the Out of Life Ministries, amen, that reside in Trinidad. Thanking God for them on tonight, amen. Glory to God, thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, he's our presiding bishop. Glory be to God, thanking God for him and the elect lady Tina. Glory to God, amen, Jesus and the saints there that reside, amen, at Lighthouse Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, amen, there in Gainesville. And thanking God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen, elect lady Taylor. Glory to God, abiding in Albany, Georgia. Glory be to God. Just thanking God tonight for all of our leaders, all of the leaders that come to the line. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. We thank the Lord tonight, amen, for our PNN advisors, amen, each and every one of them. Thanking God, amen, for our co-host, amen, Evangelist Bonds, amen. Glory be to God, Minister Emmanuel. Thanking the Lord for him. Glory to God, and others that extend their hands, amen, Evangelist Gail, amen, for our prayer warriors, amen, that the Lord, amen, is doing a work in their lives. We thank God for them. We thank him, glory to God, for the work that he's doing in your lives, people of God, amen, Jesus, and we don't take it lightly, amen. We dare not take it lightly, amen, glory to God, because it's a great work, amen, Jesus. It's a notable work, so we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight, amen, again. Thank God for you. Glory be to God, amen. We pray that you're safe, that you've been safe, amen, even in this time of getting together with families, amen. Glory be to God. Just doing it safely, amen, being wise, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God, each and every one of you, for continuing to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. And again, for helping us to get the word out, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. We just cannot say it enough. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. Amen. Perhaps you, amen, just not too long finished eating or whatever. Amen, Jesus, we want you to just settle in on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us hear what the Lord is saying on tonight. Glory to God. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. We'll give you two numbers. We'll give you two numbers that you can text and get your copy of the broadcast. Glory be to God. We'll send it directly to your phone. Amen. Glory be to God. And we ask that once you get it, that you send it to someone else. Amen. Send it out to someone else. Glory be to God that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you on tonight again. People of God, we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord again for each and every one of you. God, we pray that you're intentional, that you have, amen, great expectations for what the Lord will do on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray that you have come with something in your mind, something on your heart, in your mind that you want the Lord to do for you as you're sitting attentively, as you're listening to what God is saying. Amen. The Lord is blessing us. Glory to God. Anytime we come into the presence of the Lord, it's a blessing. Anytime we come, glory to God, amen, you got to know. Anytime we feel his presence, anytime we feel the move of God upon us, Glory be to God. You got to know, people of God, it's not just for a good feeling. Amen. But God, heaven, glory be to God, is doing something. Glory be to God. Transfers are being made. Glory be to God. Amen. Answers are coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The will and the hand of the enemy is being brought down. Deliverance, amen, is happening to you right there. Glory to God. When we feel the embrace, when we feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. So he don't just come to, amen, tickle our ears or just to make us feel good. Amen. Glory to God. But it's a witness. It's a witness. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. His touch. Glory to God. The warmth of his presence. Glory be to God. How the ever, the vibration, amen, of his presence. Glory be to God. It's all for something. Amen. And it's in that time, amen, that you should touch and be quickened in your faith to receive from the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord loves us just that much. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited about what the Lord is about to do. Amen. I'm excited for what he's already doing. Glory to God. Truly, he is doing a great work. Amen. Glory be to God. So we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. Pull your hearts and your mind in. Glory be to God. Let us go, amen, into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Set your heart, set your mind, amen, to hear what the Lord, amen, will say on tonight. But tonight we want to enter into
the recording has started.
Into his courts with praise. Glory be to God. We want to be thankful unto him and bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So come on and let's bless on tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless his name. Let's bless glory to God for his goodness. Let's bless him on tonight. Glory to God for all of his grace. Let's bless him on tonight. Glory to God, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. Glory be to God. We're created to worship him. We're created, glory to God, to honor him. And we've come on tonight to honor him with the fruit of our lips. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With the issues of our hearts on tonight. Glory be to God. We come. Glory to God. We come from far. We come from near on tonight. Glory be to God, to give him what's due unto his name, to give him the glory on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you on tonight. We magnify you for your goodness. We magnify you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we're coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With praise on our lips and praise in our hearts on tonight. We come on tonight, glory, hallelujah, to glorify your name, to glorify your name on tonight, to make your name marvelous, hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. Thank you for keeping us. We thank you tonight. Thank you for keeping our minds, and thank you for keeping our hearts, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for how you've kept our families. We thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you for your blood covering. We thank you for being a shield in thy precious name. Oh God, we're thanking you, glory to God, for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep each and every one in all of our ways. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for your angel presence on tonight. We glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we come, hallelujah, glory to God, with humble hearts on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way in this worship experience. Do what you will in the name of Jesus. Father, for you have the right of way. You have the free course on tonight. Glory to God, for you are the potter, and we're but the clay on tonight. And we yield to your will on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we yield to your will. Glory be to God. In your precious name, oh God, we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way in each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we're asking that you would touch our minds on tonight.
tonight. Regulate our minds on tonight. Father, if we're making, God, in any way, glory to your divine will. Father, we're asking that you would touch us tonight. Glory to God. Enlighten us tonight and cause us to see, cause us to know, cause us to understand your will, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. All glory to God. We're asking that you would forgive us of sin. Forgive us, glory be to God, of any iniquity. We're asking you to forgive us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking that you create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. The right spirit within us, oh, God. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. For it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Father, look upon this line. Look upon this. Far and near, oh God, for you see every need. Look upon the offerings of the heart in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Look upon the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we're asking that you would move. Move upon the altars on tonight in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. In the recesses of the mind, in the chambers of the heart, move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, move for your people in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly and above all, God. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for moving for your people. We're thanking you for answers on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to the Rabosha. We're thanking you on tonight for causing your way to be known, for causing the path to be clear in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for your leading and guidance. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for healing on tonight. Thank you for deliverance on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Oh, Bashana Mahaya. Oh, God, we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for causing your divine will. Your divine will and your will alone to be done. Oh, God, be done in our lives. Father, we thank you tonight. And we bind now the hand of the enemy. We bring his every word to naught. We bring his every plan, his every plot. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for turning on tonight. We're thanking you for revealing to redeem, God, we thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. We bless your matchless name. We're thanking you, Gloria Mose. Thank you for Haya. Thank you for speaking. Oh, God, speaking to us, your people. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory being revealed in our lives, in our mind. Oh, God, in our hearts and in our spirit. Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We're praying, oh, God, for healing all over the nations. We're praying for deliverance all over the nations. We're praying for our young people. We're praying for our families, oh, God. We're praying for governments. We're praying, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ. Father, we pray and we lift up our voices on tonight. And Father, we're thanking you, all glory to God. We're thanking you for answers on tonight. We're thanking you for moving by your spirit. We're thanking for your glory. Cause your glory to rest now, even so, upon this line, upon this people. We thank you now. Thank you for causing our hearts to be tender to hear your voice. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you for this people. We glorify you. Oh, God, we honor you for this divine appointment in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, again, we say, have your way. We say, bless your speaker on tonight. Bless your maidservant on tonight. Bless, and oh, God, she shall be blessed. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you. We glorify you. Your matchless name on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do give you praise. We do you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord again on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We honor him. We glorify him on tonight. Amen. Jesus,
We glorify him. Amen. For truly, people of God, the Lord has been good. The Lord has been good to us. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord has been better to us. Amen. Than we've been to ourselves. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for his love, his correct. Amen. For his divine guidance. We thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We're thanking him on tonight, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. As before stated, amen, we realize, amen, that, amen, there are so many family reunions that are going on, amen, so many, amen, people that are traveling, amen, even in the earth right now, and we pray, amen, the mercies of God, the traveling mercies of God, amen, for his people, amen, glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we bless the Lord, amen, glory be to God, tonight, amen, Jesus, we will have, glory be to God, another rebroadcast on tonight, amen, glory be to God, I just love it, amen, as I've always stated, amen, we learn so much, amen, Jesus, so much from the word of God, amen. So tonight, people of God, amen, I rebroadcast on tonight. Glory be to God as we go down, we go down, we go down to Miami, Florida. Glory be to God. We've been there before. This woman of God is no stranger to the line. Amen. But she has certainly come and blessed us. Amen. Blessed us so. Glory be to God. And tonight, coming to us from Greater First Church of Deliverance, glory be to God. Out of Miami, Florida, amen, on tonight, amen, our rebroadcast, our speaker on tonight is none other than Pastor Shirley Fennell, amen, amen. Here we can get some volume. Get us some volume going on here.
Amen. We bless the Lord for just being a part of the Prayer News Network, TNN. Amen. In the earth realm. That is God. Amen. In the earth realm. And so we bless God tonight. Thank you for covering me and also covering the line. What a wonderful opportunity. I humbly thank God to be able to come before his people. I don't take it lightly. I am always honored to that God chose me, not for ministering, but to wear his name so well. And I want to bring glory and honor to his name. Amen. And I give God the praise tonight. Amen. Jesus is Lord of my life. And I know that's a word that, you know, people just say, but he truly is the Lord. He is my life. And he is the Lord of my life. So, Lord, and thank you for this opportunity to break bread. Amen. With the Prayer News Network. God bless you on tonight. Is it okay if I sing a little song before I go into the word of the Lord?
Now, listen, Lord.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his. Just to know, thus says the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how we trust you, how we pull you over and over, Jesus, Jesus. Precious Jesus, all for grace to trust you more. Jesus, Jesus, how we trust you, how we pull you over and over.
Your input is invalid.
Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more.
Praise the Lord. We'll be coming from Genesis chapter 28,
amen, of two verses of scripture. I will begin at verse 10. Amen. This is, amen, the word of the Lord concerning Jacob. Amen. Jacob and Esau. Jacob is running from his brother Esau because he had stolen or deceived his brother, his dad, for the birthright. The birthright was so important and so great in that day. Amen. But Esau despised it. Esau was the firstborn. Esau, amen, would have gotten all of the inheritance. Every child that came after the firstborn, they got a worthy portion. But the firstborn was granted the father's blessing and everything that was attached to that. Amen. And so it was to the utmost important that birthright be passed on, amen, to that firstborn. Although the mother, amen, Rebecca knew that the elder would serve the younger because that's the word that God gave her while she was carrying them in the womb. Amen. But yet, in the land, the established law was the firstborn, amen, and Esau was the first to come out of the womb, amen, and he did not appreciate or value the birthright. I oftentimes tell my members, amen, that he stole his birthright, amen. That was the sum of it all, that, amen, he was so hungry and faint in the day, and he said, well, what good is this birthright going to do me if I die? Amen. And Jacob said, I'll finish it if you promise to let me have the birthright. And so when he ate the food and revived himself, he realized what he had done, but it was too late. Amen. So there is anger now, and Jacob is running to Padanaram from his, amen, Esau, who is angry because he realized, amen, the severity, the magnitude of him giving up his birthright. And so on his way to his mother's brother's house, Laban, amen, he comes upon her place, and I'll start at verse 10, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest is thee within it. And to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Same thing he said to Abraham. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee all thy, in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Mm-hmm. Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put up and set it upon for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the unto thee. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. And we see Jacob, amen, in a certain place, amen, and he He lays down to rest. And while he is resting, amen. And I said, God allowed him to go into a deep sleep because that's how God was able to deal with him. And Jacob dreamed the dream, and behold, the ladder that he saw. Amen. He was the top of it. The bottom was on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And he saw the angels of God ascending. He saw the actions, the counsels of heaven were being executed. Amen. They were going up, and they were coming down on this ladder. Amen. The actions of this, amen, lets us know that all things in the earth, amen, God knows everything that is going on in the earth. There is an execution of it in the heavens. Amen. That the things that are in the earth, amen. I as I was studying, one commentator said that, amen, the angels that were going up were taking, amen, the mandate or the prayers or the petition of the believer. And the angels that were descending, coming down, amen, they were bringing down the answer. So tonight, I ministered this to my people, amen, and I wanted to share this with you. There is, amen, an unseen work of heaven. The unseen work of heaven. If God was to open our spiritual eyes to the degree that we could see what Jacob saw, many people said they see demons. God didn't show Jacob demons, and I know they're in the earth, but we as believers, God would show us, amen, the angelic of heaven on behalf of the prayers of the saints. Amen. The things that we are petitioning God, we don't see it. Amen. But there is an unseen work of heaven. The scripture says that the angels are our ministering spirits. We don't pray to them. Amen. But when our request goes up to Jesus, amen, and they go through a purification stage, because many times our prayers are, amen, they have to be cleaned up sometimes. Amen. And they get up, but amen, there is a work that will be done on the request of our prayers. The angels are employed by our great God, amen, as our ministry spirit. In Psalms 91, he said, I give my angels charge over you to keep you, amen, in all of your ways. So they have an assignment. Amen. Mankind is their assignment. The believers, amen, are their assignment. And so the angels are employed. Amen. They are continually, amen, going up, ascending, and descending. This is what God showed him. He said the angels were going up. That was the ladder. Amen. That the foot of it was on the earth. And, amen, the top of it was set up in the heavens. Jacob is seeing this. And he said, but I saw, amen, the Lord God above it. And God starts talking to him and telling him what he's getting ready to do, because Jacob is running. He's running because he's afraid Esau has vowed to kill him. And so his mother sends him to her brother, his uncle's house. Amen. And on his way, he runs right into this great God, this great mystery of this great God. And so here he sees all of these things. And as you study the word of the Lord, amen, concerning this particular scripture, we see that there is an unseen work to the natural eye. There is an unseen work. There, our prayers must be doing something. Amen. God has commanded us to pray. Jesus said men always pray at faith. Prayer is our, amen, the instrument that God uses, allows, amen, for us to bring what we need down from the heavens into the earth realm in order for us to know, amen, that our God is on our side. So prayer is not just a long list of I need, I want, I desire. Amen. Prayer is actually communion with God. And I know you all know this. I'm just laying a little foundation to get into the core of the message. Prayer is our weapon. We have a mighty weapon of prayer. Amen. Prayer is not just words that we utter. Amen. Because there's so much we want to do and so much we want to say to God. Amen. That's not prayer. Prayer is relationship. Prayer is communication. Prayer is the avenue that God created that we could talk to him. Man was separated from God. Man was so sinful at the fall of Adam. God will raise up a man here, a man there. Amen. But mankind as a whole, not the male figure, but mankind as a whole, Jesus, the word of God in the beginning said, men's heart was on evil continually. Amen. He once took to say they were evil from their youth. Amen. The meditations and the inventions that men were coming up with, they were evil. Amen. It grieved God. Amen. That he had made man. And so man was sinful. So man couldn't get to God because God is holy and man is sinful. And God didn't come down to man because God is holy. And if he stepped over into the affairs of man in all of his glory and all of his power, man would die. And so there's a gap. There's a bridge. Amen. Man want to get to God. Amen. And God really wants to come to man. But there is a gap. But we see Jesus coming up on the scene. And when Jesus shows up, amen, the scriptures say he is the mediator. He's the one that, amen, will bring the two together. Amen. We now have access to this great God, amen, through Jesus Christ, through the death of him, through the suffering of him, through the blood of Jesus and the resurrection of him. We now have access to this great God. We can approach him. We don't have to go through the high priest. We don't have to, amen, have somebody offer up two turtle doves and all of this. We now, through the shedded blood of Jesus our Lord, we now have access to God. And what a great privilege it is that prayer is our greatest asset. Prayer is, amen, our greatest weapon. Paul told us that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. He's talking about prayer. He's talking about, James said that the prayer of faith, it is so powerful that it'll change the sick and God will raise them up. And prayer is so powerful, the words say they have committed sin. Mm-hmm. He said to give their sin. This is our weapon of prayer. So we have communion with God. And God is so gracious, as the psalmist said in Psalms 103, he's gracious and he's long-suffering towards us. Amen. He doesn't deal with us. He knows that we were made from the dust, and yet he handles us with such great care. He shows such great love and compassion to us that even when we miss the mark, so many of the believers lately, I've heard so many people say, amen, when they mess up, feel like God is going to cut them off. But the words say he's gracious. He's so gracious to us that he does not deal with us, amen, in his anger because he would wipe it all out. But with loving kindness, he handles us. Amen. His face is set against the wicked. But when the righteous cry out to him, that is prayer. Amen. He deals with us in loving kindness. He even chastens us. He chastises us. Amen. With love, with purpose of it. And amen. What a great privilege it is, amen, to serve such a great God that I know that if I repent in brokenness, amen, he restores me. David said, he restores my soul. And I thank God for Jesus today. I thank God because we wouldn't have what we have, be able to commune with the great God had it not been for Jesus our Lord. And so I appreciate God for that. And so this great God is talking to this man. Now, mind you, Jacob is a deceiver. Jacob is a trickster. Amen. He's a crook because he cheated his brother out of his inheritance. And yet, God had a purpose for his life. And God is the only one that can take nothing and make something out of it. And we now have this man. Is now God is talking to him and telling him, giving him a, amen, a plan and a purpose that for his life, because it had nothing really to do with Jacob, had to do with Abraham, because God is a covenant-keeping God. Yeah. Amen. My brother was listening to something, and it was all about the black Hebrews, and amen. It was really a lot of racism, but on the black side, he was listening. I went to visit him in Warner Robins, and he had all of this stuff on, and so I'm sitting there looking at him, and his wife is looking at me, amen, and he had gotten his children together and his grandchildren, amen, because because he was getting ready to have surgery and to minister unto him. And so he tried to convince me, amen, of all of this that is going on, and you know, we got it twisted, and you know, we supposed to be talking some kind of language or whatever. I didn't even get it. I just know it was way off course. And so I'm sitting there listening. So when I waited for him, went through all his rhetoric, and when he yielded up the floor, I said, now let me talk. I said, because I've heard everything that you said. I said, whatever these men are talking about is not the word of God. I said, this doesn't have anything to do, because they were saying, you know, it seems that God is unjust because when Jesus came, amen, he went to the Jews first. And why was it that he went to the Jews first? Amen. He was all of the Bible said God so loved, you know, they take the scriptures and they mixed it and twisted it. And I said, let me tell you something, amen, as to why Jesus came and why he went to the Jews first. It had nothing to do with culture. It had nothing to do with your heritage. I said it was all about a promise. It was all about a covenant that God made with a man called Abraham. And because God is a covenant-keeping God, it had nothing to do with whether he was black or white. Amen. Because all men were one. But when God found a man, Abraham, that would yield up his only son, he knew what he was going to do, amen, 42 generations later. And when God saw that this man would give him everything that he had, that was the beginning of a Hebrew nation. And God told Abraham, in thee shall all nations be blessed. It had nothing to do with culture. It had everything to do with a promise. Because God, Abraham was asking Abraham 400 years later, and God remembered the covenant that he made with Abraham. And because God is who he is, amen, we don't keep our word, but God is a covenant-keeping God. He fulfilled and is yet fulfilling, amen. He told him that, amen, out of Judah, a deceptor would come. All of thing, and because God keeps his covenant, had nothing to do with culture. He told him of a covenant. My brother humbled himself. I said, you can't call God unjust. He's righteous in all of his dealings. He's just in all of his ways. That now in the sight of God, amen, there's no more male nor female, no more bond nor free, no more Jew nor Gentile, but Christ is all and in all. That when God looked down upon us, all he wants to see is the image of his son, not the color of our skin, but he wants to see the image of his son. And if his son is dwelling on the inside of us, amen, we are now the sons of God. John said, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. It didn't matter where we came from, out of the gutter, amen, or it doesn't matter, amen, where we from, the dope hole, amen, the crack house, amen, from the prostitute corner, amen, wherever we came from, amen. If we accept this, the plan of salvation that God has given unto man, amen, we are now the sons of God. He said, old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Amen. This is the work of heaven, that God changes the heart and the ways of man. When Jacob met this great God and on the way to his uncle's house, this is a life-changing moment. It doesn't show right away, amen, but Jacob realizes it a little down the road, because then God is going to call him back, amen, to the same place, amen, where he's meeting him now. There is execution in the heavenly order, amen, that God wants to do, that there is a change that God wants to take place, that we can recognize and see that there is an unseen work of heaven, amen. Jesus, amen, was unseen work of heaven. Amen. They came. He came and they talked about him. The Messiah coming. Here he comes. Amen. He's going to come. And when he came, nobody recognized him. Amen. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the way. And I must make of Jesus. Amen. That he is our Lord. He is our Savior. This experience that Jacob had, it makes us aware of the unseen presence of God. And because this is so important to me, a message, because of this prayer network, it is important to know that when we pray, something happens. Amen. When we pray, there is something that happens. This experience shows Jesus going on in the heavenly realm. I will say spiritual realm, because then people have twisted that up. I'll take in the heavenly realm. There's an army in the heavenly realm. We're not alone. This teaches us in our struggles here on the earth. There are spiritual forces fighting on our behalf, that when we cry out to him, amen, there's an army that's standing ready. I ministered on Sunday, and the word of the Lord, because so many are losing hope. They're afraid, amen, during this season. And amen, amen. Everybody talking about the devil. Everybody talking about what the devil is doing and all this. And nobody's here doing all this doing. Nobody's looking beyond the trouble and seeing this great God that in the midst of all of this chaos, we are yet left. I think the last time I ministered, I was telling about staying in Goshen. We can't realize that we're in Goshen. We can't see the unseen, the hand of God. We can't see the blessings of God. Even in the midst of trouble, people, hours are being cut. Don't you know God is yet, amen, in control? The church is still here. This is not the end, because as long as the church is here, sin takes complete control. And so we are valuable in the earth because we, amen, name the name of Christ. We are the living epistles. Now, we are the sons of God. Amen. And so this is our heritage now. Amen. I have spiritual forces fighting on my behalf. I have it on good authority, which is the word of God, that when Elijah, amen, and his servant, amen, every time, amen, the king of Assyria would say something, amen, because there was a prophet in Israel, and when Elijah would tell the king of Israel what was going on, amen, in the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria called all of his leaders together and said, I got a spy in here, because everything that I say in my land, the king of Israel gets it. And then one of them said, king, there's no spy. There's a prophet over there that what you say in your bedchamber, his God talks to him. And the king said, I got to go get him. Said, send his army over there and bring him back so I can talk to him. Amen. And when the army comes, they surround, amen, where Elijah and the children of Israel are. And Elijah's servant, amen, is afraid and terrified. And he says, Master, look at the army. Look at our enemy that has surrounded us. Amen. And he was afraid. And Elijah, amen, didn't even focus on the enemy. He just prayed a prayer, amen, and said, Lord, open his eyes that he can say, glory. Hey, God, I thank you. Open his eyes that he can, amen. And when the Bible said God opened his eyes, oh God, behind, amen, the army of the enemy, oh God, there was an army that was focused, God, oh God, and they had surrounded the Syrian army, and there were chariots of fire, oh God, that was waiting to find on Asher's behalf. Oh God, there is a seen work of heaven that when I cry out to him, I might not see it, but I'm going to see his handwork. That somewhere, if he does not tell him, when the Hebrew boys, amen, when Daniel, I have this on my made a notation, amen, that Daniel prayed to his God, amen, morning, noon, and night. He knew they were against him because the favor of God was upon him, but that didn't stop Daniel. The king's decree did not stop Daniel from praying, but when Daniel prayed, amen, they got together, because the king had sent out a decree, he had to honor his word, and Daniel, the Bible says, was cast into the lion's den. Oh, but because the prayer of God, because the prayer of the man of God had gone up, let me tell you, it's time to pray. Our prayers are being taken up. Not one of our prayers it will go unanswered. They might be on hold right now, but they're going to be answered. And when Daniel got in trouble and was cast into the lion's den, in the sixth chapter, amen, of Daniel, amen, the king came to the mouth of the pit where the lions did, amen, and I said, oh, Daniel, oh, God, the God that you serve, is he able to deliver you? And Daniel, amen, spoke up out of the den of the lion. He said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. unseen work of heaven that God is working on our behalf. Amen. And sometimes when it get real bad, when it get real bad, like it did for the Hebrew, amen, men. I call them men because they were young men. When it got bad for them, and the king said, amen, let's hit it seven times harder. Amen. God said, this isn't a work for Michael. This isn't a work for Gabriel. Amen. When that king looked down and said, I put in three, but I see four. When the fire gets too hot, God's not going to send an angel. Amen. He'll come out of himself. Because the king said, the first one looks like the of God. Amen. There is an unseen work of heaven. When Peter was cast in the prison, James, amen, the apostle James was killed, amen, by the sword. Herod with his fanatical self, amen, put Peter in prison because it pleased the Jews. But the Bible says, and the church was praying, amen, without ceasing. They didn't let up prayer. Amen. When somebody else stopped praying, somebody else picked up the prayer mantle. They prayed without ceasing. They didn't go to the legislator. I told them I will not pick up a protest sign. I won't be out there holding up a sign. I said, but I know how to protest in the spirit. I know how to cry out to my God in the spirit. Amen. I pick up my banner of prayer, and I hang it up and said, oh, God, hallelujah, I know you have not forgotten about your creation. We are still down here, and you promised that you would never leave us or you would never forsake us. Amen. There is an unseen work of heaven, and while the church was praying without ceasing, the Bible said the angel of the Lord came unto Peter and shined the light and said, put your clothes on, man. We're getting up out of here. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. There is an unseen work. God is working on our behalf. I was in prayer last week, Tuesday. I was studying the word of God last week, Tuesday. Amen. And the word was stirring my heart. I was sitting at my desk, and the word was stirring my heart, and tears began to flow, and I could feel that prayer turning. And when I felt that prayer turning, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. Amen. I started off kind of soft first, just telling the Lord how much I love him. I appreciate him. Thank you for still dealing with my heart. Lead me, God, that I might lead your people. And I was just talking to him. Amen. And the prayer started getting, you know, deeper and deeper. And in an instant, I was out in the spirit. And in the midst of that, I was in. And when I was in the spirit, it scared me. I have to say, it startled me. Because in a moment of time, I was in a war zone. And it was so real that I felt the enemy around me. I could feel him. And it startled me. And the force of the enemy was so great until I started backing up. Because they were advancing on me, and I was backing up. I was moving back. But I heard the Spirit of God come up out of my belly. He said, push back. And weeds down on the inside come up out of me. And I said, you won't push me out of my region. I push you out of my territory. I started, the word of God started flowing. I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I began to move forward. And that force that had been so strong, that force that had been so powerful, it started backing up. Mm-hmm. I started backing up. I prayed so until I pushed it out of wherever I was. And when I come up out of prayer, I got up off my knees and I sat in the chair, it was so real. I went from my office in my house to a war zone, back to on my knees, and the Lord let me know, you're more than a conqueror, and I'm making you a warrior in prayer. And we got something, he said, in prayer, that we can use our prayer weapon. And all of this stuff that has been pushing us and binding us and trying to confuse us and trying to distract us, we have authority. There is an unseen work of heaven. Heaven is just waiting on somebody. And so yesterday, Monday, I was in prayer. I was in prayer. I wouldn't eat because my husband was in a very dangerous situation and he was out of town. I said, God, I said, bring my man of God back. How many know you can hold God to what he gave you? You can hold on to him. I said, God, bring my man. I said, keep him out of danger. I said, preserve him. Amen. Now, that was a threat against him. And I said, God, I said, bring him back. I said, and bring him back sound and bring him back safe. And I was pondering that. So I was fasting. I said, God, I won't fast until, I won't even bring him into a place of sanctity. And I got on my knees and I began to pray. It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm praying. This is Monday past. And I'm praying. And I'm out in the spirit again. And I go out in the spirit. And in my hand, there is something black, and I'm untangling. It's just all twisted and just, it looked like it was a living thing, and I don't want to say it was, but whatever it was all twisted and unraveled. And I was pulling it and unraveling it and untying it. I was telling myself untying it and unbinding it. And the word of the Lord, the Spirit of God began to pray, and I said, I untie. I loose everything. I untie everything that the devil has tied up that belongs to me. I take authority. I took Jesus to it. I said, Jesus, you said when you walked upon the face of the earth, whatever I loose on earth, you would loose it in the heaven. I said, I used my spiritual authority. Then I loose every blessing. I loose it over my church. I loose healing. I began to call names. I loose every blessing that's been held up and tied up. I loose it in Jesus' name. And the same authority was coming up in my voice. And I pressed and I just broke. I stayed down there so long. I prayed and prayed and cried and got up off the knees. My husband called shortly. And around 4 o'clock, he said, I'm on my way home. And I said, God, I thank you. I was able to break bread and eat. And I gave him a praise. And I had on time. Just give me 5 more minutes. And so I said, I began to untie. Yesterday morning, I had something that had been tied up. Amen. A nice chunk of change, I'll put it like that. And yesterday morning, I got a call. And it was being transferred to my bank. The money was being transferred to my bank account. Will you hear me today? Mm-hmm. I got another phone call today because I have a lot of land in Texas. About a year ago, I didn't think it was worth much. And every time I try to sell it, it doesn't sell. And my sister-in-law is my realtor. She's a national realtor, one of the best, get all kind of awards and everything. And she says, sister-in-law, we got an offer. And what she said, but I said, what? How much did you sell? I mean, it was so big. I said, he said, we're not taking it. I said, we're not going to take it. we're not. Wait a minute. It's $1,000. He said, no. He said, we're not taking it. I said, greater later. He said, if they're offering you this now, he said, something is coming down. He said, I'm going to resent it. He said, if you can hold out to the year, this thing is going to be double what they're asking you for. I tell y'all something. I untied it. This has been going on for years, but I am tied it in prayer. I'm helping somebody. God put something in us that we got to learn how to use our weapons. We can call out to the heavens like the church did, like Daniel did, like Elijah did, like so many in the Word did. I'm on my way to heaven. Do you not know heaven's trying to get to earth? We're trying to get to heaven, and that's a good thing. But heaven really trying to get to earth. So God want to show the earth. I'm still God. I got some soldiers, just like he did Job. That ain't going to bow. They're going to hold on to their integrity. Heaven looking to come down here to manifest the glory of God. Heaven wants the great God, the holy God, the holy God, to be revealed in the earth. So we're all I'm just trying to get to heaven. I want a move of God. We're praying, the prayer news network is praying that we have a mighty move of God. Demons to be cast out. Jesus said, I'm coming back for a glorious church. We're not going like we are now, because we're not glorious. Huh? We're not glorious yet. He's coming back for a glorious church. And I tell you, he's getting us ready. He's raising up an army. This Prayer News Network, it's a warrior he's raising up. These prayers are not just praying. These prayers are not in vain. These are not just words. There's a mandate that God has in the earth, and he wants to show his glory. He will come in and let them know. I can overthrow Sion, King of the Amorites, kingdom bad boys. And God said, I know how to fight. Jehoshaphat in the battle army, amen. I don't know how many kings were coming up against them, and Jehoshaphat said, they're too great for us. And he said, but our eyes are upon you. And God sent him a word and said, you don't even have to fight, Jehoshaphat. The battle, I'm not going to, this is not your battle. He said, it's my battle. And God fought the battle, and Jehoshaphat, and God allowed Jehoshaphat, he said, I'm a fighter, but I'm going to leave all the goods for you because I don't need it in heaven. So he walked on the streets of gold up there, so I'm just going to leave all the stuff for you to get it. Took them 3 days to get the reward from a battle they didn't even have to fight. Now, you can tell me, I had a battle like that, but I'm inching closer to it. And I'm going to get the resources from every battle we fight, we ought to come out with something. And I ain't talking about just more anointing either. I'm talking about some wealth. We coming, I'm so glad to be out of that, and we still broke. Do we know, amen, that, what's that man that just won that, I can't even think of his name, they got all that money, not McGregor, the black guy that won, amen. You know, y'all know I'm talking about, some of y'all paid to see him. I told him, I ain't paying to see no fights, ain't nobody paying to see mine. But he came out, we won the winner, but he had a trophy. He got $100 million for fighting. He had a trophy. He had something to show that he won. And we tell him, I'm just glad to be out of that, and we still broke. We ought to come out with a trophy. David had a trophy. David took the enemy's sword and cut his head off. And then went, put him in the king's house, gave him the king's daughter. He had something to show that he was victorious. But we just glad to be out to try. I said, I ain't coming out of here. I'm sorry. After the corona is over, there's going to be a wealth transfer. Somebody better get ready. Somebody better get ready.
Yes,
somebody better pull on it because it's happening. Can I tell you I've been blessed in the midst of the corona? And I didn't get no stimulus check. I end up getting more than those that got the stimulus check because there is an unseen work of heaven. Jacob said, if you do for me what you said you'll do, he said, everything you give me, I'll give you a tenth of it. And God kept his word. This is the unseen work of heaven. God said, I will be with you in all places where you go. I'm going to be right there with you. You might not see me. You might not feel me. You might not even hear me. But if God was there for Jacob, and that was he had an outer experience, I have Christ in me, the hope of glory. I know God is with me. There is an unseen work of heaven. He's working on our behalf. Maybe there's somebody on the line tonight that needs this to know. The devil is instituting fear and despair. They said the suicide rate is going up because people are afraid and don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus is the answer. Salvation is available. And all we have to do is accept him as our Savior. Repent, because people don't like that word. But we have to repent of our sins. We have to ask God to forgive us for the things that we have done against him and against our bodies. We have to ask God to forgive us, and he will forgive us, and he will wash us. This is the word of the Lord. Salvation comes to our house. It doesn't take God long to work. It just takes us long to believe. Mm. But in the infant we believe, though our sins be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white as snow. That when he looks down on me, and I told the Lord, I said, God, all my flaws, all my imperfections, I said, give me grace till you work them out. Don't let them be seen and don't let them be known. I said, give me grace till you work them out. I said, give me grace to stay on the potter's wheel until you finish what you started. Give me grace. He told Pastor Paul, my grace is sufficient. So wherever you are right now, all you have to do is be godly sorry. See for ourselves that we're in need. When people don't realize they have a need, you can't help them. But when we see that I have a need, not only for those that need salvation, those that are weak and need strength, those that the enemy has put fear and need faith, we need a renewal. We need the word of God. We need a spiritual renewal. We need to be watching. We need a jump start of our faith. I told them Sunday, I said, listen, we'll have a relentless faith. Those mothers kept us on the altar, and if you want to deliver, stayed out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, had to get up and go to work, but they would linger. Well, you can hardly find altar workers like that now. Amen, because everybody watching the clock, they watching their phone, they got to go home and watch Golden Girls, Matlock, and Murder, She Wrote, and you can't hardly get them to stay in church. Amen. But those mothers would stay right there, and they were talking, but they didn't have much education. I don't care nothing about a bunch of education. The Bible said that the disciples were ignorant and unlearned men, but we have a gospel today because those brothers weren't afraid to preach Jesus.
Glory.
Amen. That they had more in them than all of those scribes, Sadducees, Essenes, and anything else that was up there. They had more anointing, authority. Amen. Everybody said no education when it comes to Christ. I let me tell you, I got a PhD when it comes to Jesus, because these old black knees, I wish I could show them to you. Amen. I got some bills paid on these black knees. Amen. I got heels out on these black knees. Amen. I got a car on these black knees. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saved there. I said, God, I will have a relentless faith that I stay there all night until they get delivered, if that's what they want. Amen. Linger with them. Stay there. Call him, baby. They said it's not dignified. Amen. Be down there crying and calling on Jesus. Do you not know I still call Jesus today? And I've been saved 46 years. And I still call Jesus. And I said, I guess the people think I'm backslid. But I get there and call him until I love you, Jesus. I call your name. I love you today. There's no other name when I call him. He redeemed me. He saved me. He's keeping me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. What a word. Glory to God. Amen. What a word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for this word. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight, that there is an unseen work of heaven. Glory be to God. Working on our behalf, people of God. Working behind the scenes. Amen. To bring God glory. To bring him, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. To bring he manifested glory in there. And we thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For, amen, such a word. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Even as the woman of God began to say, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So many people are working, amen, to get to heaven. Glory be to God. But heaven, glory be to God. Amen. Somebody ought to know. Heaven wants to be manifested on the earth. Amen. And it's through you. It's through each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And even as the woman of God, amen, put the appeal out, glory be to God, that if there's anyone on tonight, anyone, amen, that desires to be saved, glory be to God, anyone, on tonight, amen, because the Lord loves us, glory to God, with a great love, amen, Jesus, and it is truly not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance on tonight, glory to God. So if there is anyone on tonight, glory be to God, amen, that you're not saved and you want to be saved, Lord God, this is what this line is here for, amen. It is a lifeline to the world, glory to God, a lifeline, amen, to the people, to the community, amen, Jesus. It's a lifeline, glory be to God, unto his people on tonight, amen. So if there's anyone that, amen, not saved and you want to be saved on tonight, Glory be to God. You can simply press star 6 on tonight. Amen. You can press star 6. Glory be to God. Press star 6 on tonight. Amen. And come over. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. If there's not anyone on tonight, amen. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. If there's anyone, amen, with special prayer requests on tonight, glory to God. We've heard what prayer does. Amen. Prayer, amen, is a woman of God declares it's our greatest asset. It's our greatest weapon. Amen. Glory be to God. It is simply communion. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, glory to God, if there's anyone, amen, and you have a special prayer request on tonight, glory to God, and you need us to touch and agree with you, amen. You need us to touch and agree. Glory to God. We just want you to press star 6, amen. Press star 6 and come over on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We realize, amen, that, amen, so many of us have already been in service on today. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. You have been fed. Amen, Jesus, spiritually. Glory to God. You have been fed. Amen, Jesus. Tonight was just a nightcap, just a little dessert, if you will. Glory be to God. Amen. Even as you embrace the holiday. Amen. Glory be to God. So if there's no one, amen, with special prayer requests on tonight, we just want to thank God on tonight for this word, amen, this rebroadcasted word on tonight coming from Pastor Shirley Fennell, amen, out of Miami, Florida. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight, amen, the God word so crisp, so clear on tonight, amen. Saint, just what he meant then. Amen. He meant for now. Amen. So I thank God tonight. Amen. For this refresher word. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you got something out of it. Amen. We do pray that you got something out of it. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. As the word was going forth, Lord Jesus, glory to God. My microphone was open. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, the word was yet good to me. Amen, Jesus. But I thank God on tonight, amen, for this word. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank God so much was said, amen, in this word on tonight. Glory to God. And we want you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. We want you to get a copy of it. Glory be to God. Absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. So much was out in the word on tonight. Glory to God. So we want you to get a copy. Glory be to God. Certainly you can get a copy. Amen. You can text us on tonight. And that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, people of God, you can certainly text us via WhatsApp. And that number, and this is in particular for our international listeners, you can text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. And again, that number is 678-608-7234. You may certainly as well contact us via our Prayer News Network page. You can make your request out there as well. Glory be to God. Let us know. Or you may simply tag someone of the broadcast. Tag someone of the broadcast that you're listening to, and we'll send it via messenger. Amen. Send it to a couple of people via messenger. Glory to God. Send it. We're trying to get this word out. We're trying to, amen, help to win the loss, as we say, at any cost. Amen. We want people to hear this word. Glory to God. As we say, the word that you send may be the very word that saves someone's life. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, thank God for you, your participation. Thank you, people of God. We appreciate you. We can't, how much we appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God for all of your help. Amen. They're keeping us moving, keeping us going, keeping us, glory be to God. Amen. Trying to, amen, hear what the Lord is saying unto us for his people. Amen. Because this is for you, people of God. This is for each and every one of us. Amen. That we can be fed in this hour. Amen. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. We bless the Lord on tonight again, thanking God for Pastor Pennell. Amen. And if there are no prayer requests on tonight again, we want to bring our hearts and our minds in. Glory to God. Amen. We just want to, amen, declare a special blessing, amen, over the woman of God. Glory be to God. And then after that, amen, Jesus, we are just going to, amen, because as we said and for, amen, consideration of your time, glory be to God, we are going to simply close the line. Amen. Glory be to God in song on tonight. Amen. Father, we give you thanks and praise yet again. Bless you. Thank you for goodness. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, your word, your life-changing word, your life-giving word. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for reminding us, your people, glory be to God, that there is an unseen work of heaven working on our behalf. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for, again, your angels that have given charge over us. We're thanking you, glory be to God, that even on tonight that you're opening the eyes. Thank you for opening eyes of your people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight, glory to God, for causing your glory to be revealed in us in the earth. And for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. Father, we thank you tonight for strength, for strengthening your people in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for what you've done. Thank you for, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for the move on this morning. Thank you for the move, oh glory to God, in the evening hours. Thank you for the move on tonight, glory to God, and that you don't just come, God, hallelujah, for a feel-good touch, but we're thanking you today, oh God, for the essence, for your glory in the touch, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for quickening us. We're thanking you now, glory be to God, for quickening our faith in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Master. We honor you. We glorify you, Father, and we speak a word even now, glory to God, over our speaker tonight. We speak a word over Pastor Fennell in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless her tonight. Bless her. Keep her. Cover her and shield her in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, for strengthening her. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, strengthen her even more. Strengthen her, glory be to God, to carry forth your work, to carry forth, oh God, your anointing that breaks every yoke and every chain. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God, for every listener, for every home that's represented here on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you, oh God, for that that's yet to be manifested. We thank you tonight for victory, for sweet victory in every situation and in every circumstance. Father, guide our feet. Oh, God, cause us to walk, glory to God, in a wealthy place. And we give you thanks for this. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, glory to God, declare amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. Go in peace on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget to get your copy of the broadcast and listen to it. Listen to it again and again. Not only this broadcast, amen, but any of our broadcasts, glory to previous broadcasts, you can certainly get a copy. Amen. Glory be to God. Know that the Lord is with you. Amen. Know, glory be to God, that you are his covenant people. Know that there's promise unto you. Glory be to God. There's promise. Amen, unto you. There's a promise on your head, and God is going to fulfill every one of his promises unto you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. Amen. We ask you kindly, amen, to tell someone about the line. Glory to God. If you're on social media, glory be to God, about a quarter till. Amen. Man, just whenever, put out a text message, send out a message, put out a post, glory be to God, and let the people know that we are here nightly, amen, and we would love for them to join us, amen, glory be to God. God bless you, people of God, we love you, we appreciate you, amen, Jesus, and we look to see you on tomorrow night, amen, in Jesus' name, God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.